Kaylin's Coffee Talk is a CastBox original produced alongside with Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all of your favorite podcasts. Now, obviously, you can listen to my coffee talks wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope that you'll give CastBox a try because I think it's the bee's knees. So with that, pour yourself a cup and let's get to it. Everything that I hold will eventually be gone. Subsequently, the quality of my life will depend on whether I choose to appreciate those things now or wait until then. Craig D. Lounsborough. Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to another Coffee Talk episode. For today's Coffee Talk, I'm coming to you live from my brand new apartment. I'm actually sitting in my closet right now, funny enough. If you've been following my Insta stories, I posted a video of what my walk-in closet looks like, and I am honestly in heaven. Like, I just want to sit in here and lay in here all the time, every day, probably will, at least for the next few days. But in the meantime, it's one of the only rooms right now that I can find that also doesn't have too much of an echo. So here I am, sipping on an iced coffee, talking to you live from my closet. For today's coffee talk, I wanted to bring up the topic of how everything in our life is temporary. And the reason why is because I actually had a completely different topic picked out for this week, but then when I sat down to record it, I felt more inspired to talk about this today because it's so relevant with, I guess, moving from my old apartment to this apartment, just solely based on how completely different my life feels, even just from last week to this week. That's aggressive, but it's true in the sense that my day-to-day has already changed so much. My mood has already changed so much. Even just my routines with Bentley in the morning have already changed, and I've only been here for like 2 full days. It's kind of insane, but it's really making me realize how much everything in our lives are temporary, including just the way we feel. If you think about it, there's probably times in your life that you have woken up on the wrong side of the bed and you're just completely miserable and everything is going wrong and nothing just seems to be going right. And sometimes when we attach to those bad days or we believe that those bad days are a part of just who we are in our lives, then they tend to turn into bad weeks, which can sometimes turn into bad months, and so on and so forth. That said, there's also an opposite to that. There's times where I'm sure you've woken up and you're just in the best mood ever. Everything is just like going exactly the way you want it to. And sometimes, if we're lucky enough, we can tune in and attach to those days, which then turn into really good weeks, which turn into good months, which turn into good years. It's crazy in the sense that once we can realize the knowledge that everything is temporary, I think that there holds a little secret power of being able to use that knowledge to the best of our ability by using things like force and flow and forcing ourselves kind of to work through the more bad times and flowing with the more good times to constantly just like make it so that we can tune into whatever energy we need or accept that life is temporary. And even if we can't tune into the energy we need, realize that we're not going to feel this way for long and eventually we'll tune in on our own. There are 3 main ways that we, I guess, kind of experience our lives, right? There's mentally, there's emotionally, and there's physically. Those are like the 3 main ways that we tend to experience our life. And everything in all 3 of those categories is constantly temporary. So if you can tune into what it is that's making you feel like you're having a bad day, is it that you feel like physically you're having a bad day? Is it just that like your body hurts or you're not feeling that great or whatever that is? Is it that mentally you're having a bad day? Like, is your perspective on life just a little sour? Are you just thinking really negative thoughts? Or is it that emotionally you're having a bad day? Like, are you just feeling really sad and really just either nostalgic or just weighed down or heavy or whatever it is? I feel like the first way to acknowledge the temporariness of our lives is to acknowledge where it's happening and then remind ourselves that it's not going to be happening there for very long. That is such a quick and easy fix and a way to just tune into not only the way we feel on a daily basis, but also to just be aware of where we're at on a daily basis and in order to stop ourselves from holding on or attaching on to our more negative feelings. The way we feel in life is always going to be temporary. It's crazy because we can get so wrapped up in the way we feel. And then if you throw a little bit of that, the way we think into there, and the way we think starts to attach to the way that we feel, whether we're feeling sad, anxious, unhappy, or like I said, the pendulum swings the other way. If you're feeling happy, if you're feeling just relaxed, if you're feeling calm, if you can also get your mind to swing and attach to that, that's also how we can create really good days, really good weeks, and so on and so forth. It goes both ways, but it's also just so cool to think about in the sense that if you can kind of use that to your advantage and tap into these little hacks and tricks in order to work your way out of bad times and into good times, then we can truly use this whole like life is temporary, everything is temporary thing to our full advantage. Even just realizing that our atmosphere is temporary. Last week, I feel like I had one of the worst weeks in a really long time. But the thing is that even though physically things were going wrong, like I had my dishwasher break and there was like a flood in my apartment, then my washing machine broke and that I couldn't use and I had no laundry for like a week and just so many bad things. My credit card got hacked, like so many bad things happened to me last week. It was kind of insane. And then there was one night in particular that I went out with some friends and maybe had just a little bit too much wine. And you know, where you just like, you text things that are just so embarrassing and you wake up and you're just like, who am I? What is this week? That was me last week. And the only reason why I feel like I didn't create it into or roll it into this week, or the only reason why things were going bad, but I still kind of didn't really care, is that I had known all week how temporary the way I felt was, because I knew that one, my physical surroundings were about to change. I was about to move into a brand new apartment and I knew that that fresh start was just exactly what I was going to need. But also two, I knew that if I attached to feeling crappy about all the bad things that were happening on a more physical realm or like earthly realm, then I would be attaching to it on a mental level and I would be attaching to it on an emotional level, and then I have to get out of it on all three fronts rather than just laughing it off. Truly, I think I talked to you guys before in an earlier podcast episode about how I do online counseling. I really like it. It's something that I've made like a new commitment of mine this year, because I feel like even though I've gone to counseling back in the day, I used to go when I was like really struggling with my mental health and such. But now that I'm in a better place in my life, I reintroduced it back into my life as not only just something that you do when things are going wrong, but I think that it's just something that we should all do just to kind of make sure that we're reframing our brain on a daily basis and just getting outside perspectives and all of that. I said daily basis. I don't talk to her daily. I talk to her like twice a month, but still. But something that she was talking to me about is sometimes just accepting that our glass isn't always half full. She said that it's okay sometimes to accept that our glass can also be half empty, and realizing that even though we're looking at it as half empty today, tomorrow we might look at that exact same glass and see it as half full. And it shook me, because she was basically trying to point out to me that sometimes I think I get in my own way because I try and force things so heavily onto myself. Like, I don't let myself feel bad or negative, or I feel guilty if I'm looking at things like glass half empty. I'm like, I am a horrible person for thinking this way. I have so much to be grateful for. Why do I feel so crappy today? And she was just like, you know what? Sometimes it's okay to just accept that you feel like your glass is half empty, because that's just the way you feel. And the way you feel doesn't mean that that makes it true. And I was like, whoa, girl. You just shook me. Like, every time I now feel that mood, you know, you just feel that like, what, woe is me, life is kind of shitty today. I just think of that. I'm like, you know what? I'm just looking at it as a half empty, and tomorrow I can wake up and potentially see it half full. And doing that right away is almost, like I said, accepting and making knowledge of the fact that everything in our life is temporary. And then the other thing she told me to do is pretty much just laugh. She was like, laughter is the best medicine. And I agree with this. And it's something that I guess it's kind of hard to do when you're by yourself and you're going to feel really weird. But when you're having a bad day and like bad things are happening to you, if you actually just laugh at it, you're going to feel instantly better. If you can laugh at things, like, truly, when I found out that my credit card got hacked and I looked at all the things they were buying, I just started laughing, because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let this bother me. Like, this is hysterical. And instantly, something that could have ruined my entire day was just a temporary flicker of, screw you, man, whoever you are, that got my credit card information. And then I laughed it off. And then I went right back to feeling happy again. These are all just like tiny little tips and tricks that we can use to our advantage and use to our power to acknowledge that everything in life is temporary and accept, I guess, that everything in life is temporary so that we can just get back to kind of flowing with our lives and not feeling like we need to force. Even all the situations in our lives are temporary. When you think about the worst thing that's ever happened to you, how long did you feel that crappy feeling? Odds are, if it was, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago, you're over it. But think back to how crappy that feeling was, or like if it was a breakup, if it was whatever hardship it may have been, it always feels like the world is just ending, like everything could be crumbling down around you. And you have no idea how there's going to be a time in your life where you're just going to wake up and not feel sad or icky or angry or whatever the emotion is. But then all of a sudden, time goes by and somehow, day by day, we think about it less, or we deal with it more, or we just find new perspectives and we paint things in new colors. And then one day you look back and you realize, holy crap, I'm kind of over it. And it's something that once made you feel like the whole world was caving down around you. Yet all of a sudden, now you're seeing that the sun's still coming up, this world is still spinning, the rock is still surrounding the sun, and you're still living your best life. Or now, maybe now you're living your best life. The quote that I used at the beginning of this podcast, the whole like, subsequently, the quality of my life will depend on whether I choose to appreciate those things now or wait until then, is such a mind-shaking realization, because it's so true. When you realize that everything in your life is eventually going to be gone, whether you love it or not, you could choose to enjoy it and appreciate it for what it is now, or wait until it's gone and then somehow realize, oh my God, that was something that was like really good in my life. Even the hardships, I can think of even some bad times in my life or bad places in my life that I was. But in a weird way, I still look back with a bit of nostalgia, because I'm like, wow, that taught me so much. Like, that strengthened this mentality in me, or that introduced me to this new truth about life that I really committed to. And if I can see or realize it while it's happening, acknowledge that it's temporary so I don't have to attach to it, I can almost find a way to appreciate all things in life, right? Isn't that kind of like what he's saying? The trick is that everything that we hold on to is eventually going to be gone anyways. So the quality of our lives will depend on whether we choose to enjoy them now or wait until they're gone to realize how great they are, or how, you know, much we maybe needed them in our lives. It's such a crazy mind trick, but it's such an important, I think, thing to realize about life. Because when you can understand and almost just wrap your brain around the whole temporary thing, wrap your brain around the fact that even our lives here are just a blink in the ripple of time, and we ourselves are temporary, then we can stop taking life so seriously, and I think kind of end up feeling a little bit more into those good days more often, because we take the heaviness out of life, we take the seriousness out of life, and we take the whole like, this is be all end all, I'm gonna die if I don't get this, my world is crashing down, and realize that even if it feels like it's crashing down today, in a month, in a year, in 2 years, it's going to feel completely different. Things are going to be completely different, and you yourself are going to be completely different. If you can even think back to who you were 5 years ago, even 5 months ago, I feel like even though I'm still the same person, I still think that I'm different than who I was 5 months ago. I'm even drinking different coffees than I was 5 months ago. I'm wearing different clothes than I was wearing 5 months ago, or saying different slang, listening to different music. Everything in our lives is so temporary that when you really start to think about it, it's kind of insane. So when I was writing down what I kind of wanted to talk about in this podcast episode, I was trying to keep it pretty point form so that it would be a little bit more rambly, because I find that's when we hit on more natural flow of discussion, you know? So one of the big points that I kept writing down is force versus flow, because knowing that everything is temporary, I feel like that's how we can also pinpoint when we should be kind of forcing life and when we should be flowing with life. This has been a huge, huge commitment of mine to figure out this year. This is something that has been just, I guess, a main theme of 2018. And I think that it's a part of balance, right? Because there needs to be good days for there to be bad days. There needs to be bad days for there to be good days. We need to kind of understand what it's like to feel crappy so that we can see the difference when we feel really happy. We need to know what it's like to feel unhealthy so that we can feel the difference even in our bodies when we feel really good and just like full of energy. And we need to know what it's like to feel really sad sometimes to know what it's like to feel elated. It's all part of the balance, right? And so I think forcing life and flowing with life also fits into that temporary, which do you choose? There's times in my life that I feel like I maybe dip too low into the flow and find that I'm starting to get lazy. I'm starting to slack. I need to maybe get a little bit more force, a little bit more fire energy under my butt, even though it's not something that I need to do every single day, but structure my days a little bit for a couple days in a row so that all of a sudden I feel like I'm a well-oiled machine again, and then I can dip back into a flow. That is the whole trick to the balance thing. And that's the whole, I guess, theme that I've been going through this year, is trying to ask myself, is this a time in my life I should be forcing, or is this a time in my life that I should be flowing? Because when you can, again, pinpoint how temporary everything is and where you're feeling on both emotionally, mentally, and physically, then I think that it makes it easy to decide, okay, is this a time to really kind of hunker down, get those deadlines and goals and habits and track things, or is this a time in my life that I can, you know, live life with a little bit more abandon and kind of just flow and take the day wherever it goes, because I know that somehow I'm just going to get things done because of the way I'm feeling. I prefer to be in flow mode in life, but I definitely love the fire energy of being in force mode, being in motivator mode, but being in go-getter mode. So if you're listening to this episode now and you're going through a weird time in your life, or you're not feeling super motivated or happy or inspired, then do you feel like you need to force, or do you feel like you need to flow? Well, I'll tell you exactly how I figure that out right after I leave you guys with a quick little message from the sponsors that brought you guys today's Coffee Talk episode. Today's podcast episode was brought to you guys by HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so that you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. There's something for everybody with HelloFresh's selection. You can choose from three different meals, classic, veggie, and family. And it also brings the excitement back to cooking. You know, you can feel confident when cooking HelloFresh with simple recipes outlined and pictured on step-by-step instruction cards. And personally, the picture, like that's my criteria. HelloFresh also believes that cooking should be simple and convenient and not a chore. You're not gonna spend all night in the kitchen because the recipes only take around 30 minutes. And there are many benefits of subscribing, so you can keep enjoying HelloFresh week after week. Spending way less time meal planning and grocery shopping, and getting back more of the time to do things that you love. I personally love that they have a veggie / easy made vegan selection, especially on those days where you're just like super lazy, you know, like just days you haven't gotten groceries yet. Your HelloFresh box shows up, you just cook up on a meal, so good. And right now you guys can get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh if you visit HelloFresh.com/coffeetalk30 and enter the code coffeetalk30. That's HelloFresh.com/COFFEETALK30 and enter the code COFFEETALK30. Did you know that 95% of women do not get the vitamins and minerals they need on a daily basis? Ritual created a smarter vitamin with 9 essential ingredients that women are lacking most. I'm someone that personally loves and can feel the difference of having vitamin D in my system, and especially as we're crawling into the fall and winter months now, which is low-key very sad, getting something like Ritual is going to make sure that you're getting your daily source of vitamin D. They're vegan, sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, and allergen free. And they're also subscription-based, so there's no gap in your nutrition levels, and they're delivered straight to your door. It's all happiness guaranteed, no questions asked, and you can cancel easily at any time. So just head on over to ritual.com/talk. That's ritual, ritual.com/talk, and choose clean ingredients backed by science. Sign up now at ritual.com/talk. So how do we figure out the good old trick of when we should be kind of forcing life and when we should be flowing with life? Like I said, this has been a huge theme of mine for 2018, because I find that sometimes when I go too hard into the force mode, I get a little too crazy, a little too high strung, a little too Monica Geller. And then sometimes when I dip a little bit too much into the flow mode, I'm a little bit too, like, you know, Phoebe, a little just mindless, just too much relaxation, where all of a sudden I get a little kind of laid back and lazy. Also, I'm not too sure exactly where that Friends reference just came from, but I'm really digging it. There was this story in the book that I'm reading, A Brand New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. And I'm not going to pretend to remember the minor details, but there's one part of it that just really stuck out to me. It was a story he was telling about a man who had this motto that he lived by where he just said, "Nothing really bothers me." He had realized that everything in life was temporary. His situation, even just his body as he aged, everything down to his day-to-day routines. He realized how temporary everything was, so he decided to live by the motto that just nothing really bothers me. And this is something that I've been taking with me on especially those days that things just seem to be going wrong, where I'm in a bad mood or I'm in a bad whatever or something, just bad luck, you know? You just feel like bad luck sprinkled all over you that day and everything's just going not the way you planned or not the way you need it to. And I decided to, along with the whole laughing it off thing, tell myself, you know, nothing really bothers me. And I feel like before you can even figure out if you need to go into a force mode or a flow mode, you need to almost prep or marinate or, you know, just prime your brain into that. I feel like that's the transitional thought into do I force or do I flow, because it releases you from everything. It releases your attachment, your perspectives, your judgments on your life and your judgments on whatever is going on or whatever you're feeling or wherever you are, so that you can then be like, nothing really bothers me. Now, what do I do with this? And then you can take it and from an unbiased standpoint, ask yourself, okay, where am I at right now? Is this something that I need to kind of set some goals, set some guidelines, and push myself through this phase of my life? Or am I feeling just like super zen and just super go with the flow and very trusting of the universe and feeling like I can just let go, let God, you know, all that, and just see what happens until I wake up and find myself feeling better? There's times where we need to do one and then there's times where we need to do the other. And I think that accepting and being unbiased and unjudging of what we feel we need to do or what situations are surrounding our lives, then we're able to pick, okay, right now I need to go hard. I need to go ham. I need to just like light that fire and just charge at life. Or right now I just need to breathe and I need to just flow and ease and just let like the watery ripples of life just carry me to wherever I need to be next and accept whatever comes along the way is a lesson. And that is how, whether you're having a really, really good day or a really, really bad day, you're still realizing that everything is temporary and you can either flow with it or you can force with it. The force versus flow thing, it's just, that has been one of my ultimate favorite mottos that I just always have been going back to since January. It's like, okay, right now, do I need to go for a run or do I need to do yoga? Like literal force versus flow. Do I need to just sit down and relax and breathe, or do I need to like get up and get something done to feel better? Do I need to just accept how happy I'm feeling right now, or do I need to use this happiness to charge up my batteries and do something else that's going to make me feel happy? There's so many ways you can use this to your advantage, and there's so much power that comes from realizing that everything is temporary. So you can either make the most out of it or just chill with it, because no matter what, time is going to pass. It's inevitable. And when it does, you're going to feel different. You're going to grow different. You're going to do different things. You're going to see different people. You're going to wear different clothes. You're going to call different places home. You're going to wake up in new spaces. You're going to call different people your best friends. You're going to do so many different things in life because it's all temporary. And that's why we shouldn't ever take any of it serious. We should never take it so seriously that it affects us in a way that stops us from just appreciating every single bit of it, even appreciating the low parts with understanding that they kind of make way for the good parts. And I think in even realizing that everything in our lives is temporary, it makes it easier for us to even take ourselves a little less seriously, to branch out and try different styles, try new foods, you know, try a different coffee order, take a new way to work on whatever given day, or come up with new routines every single week, because we can. Because the whole temporariness of life is what gives life so much flavor. And that is exactly where the whole realizing that everything is temporary is the power. The knowledge of it all is the power, because we can take that knowledge, we can take that temporariness, and we can turn it into our own wisdom, you know, just like a higher level self that just understands that none of this is ever going to mean anything once we're gone. And so why not make the best of it? Why not laugh when things are going horrible? Why not cry when things are going great? Like cry tears of joy, mind you, but still, because it's never going to last long. Nothing is permanent. I mean, even our tattoos, yeah, they're permanent, but they fade. And eventually our bodies will fade away too, as morbid as that is. And even that's not permanent. It's so powerful. It's such a powerful realization to come to in your life. It makes understanding life a lot easier, or at least just feeling like more in tune with life a lot easier. So whatever chapter of your life you're going through right now, just take it in for a second, you know? Where are you? Like, what age are you? What's your day-to-day routine right now? Where are you feeling emotionally? Where are you feeling mentally? How do you feel physically? How is it different from the way you felt yesterday? How is it different from the way you felt last week? Realize how temporary everything around you is. Is this week the same as last week? Did you do all the same routines? Do you feel like you maybe need to force a new routine upon yourself? Are you just feeling like you're in flow with the universe? Even just taking in how old you are, or how old the people you love are, how the way your parents' faces look right now, or the kind of clothes that you've been into, or the kind of music you've been listening to. Just take a second to take note of it all. Whether you're in a very good chapter of your life, a very happy, blissful, exciting, motivating, just feeling so in tune with the whole world and just feeling so in tune with yourself and life, then appreciate it. Find a way to just tap into that for a second and just feel what it's like to feel happy, because you should. You deserve to. You deserve to feel the way that you feel if you're in one of those phases of your life. And if you're listening to this and you're not, maybe you're going through a bit of a tougher time in your life right now. Maybe there's struggles that have been really weighing on you, or there's just problems that you've really needed to figure out, or just you haven't just felt like yourself in a while, then also just take some time to appreciate even what that feels like, because it's in those moments of complication and, you know, stagnant energy that we actually break open completely new chapters or completely new phases or completely new pockets of wisdom in our lives that bring us to happier and higher and blissful points, you know? So no matter what phase of your life you're going in, just recognize it for a second and feel it fully. Appreciate it for what it is. See what it's trying to show you, or just maybe what it's trying to give you. If either it's giving you life, it's giving you light, it's giving you love, or it's showing you a lesson. And either way, it's happening exactly as it should, exactly when it should, and for you. As crazy and as corny as that sounds, it's so true. No matter what's happening in your life, not only is it temporary, but it's completely meant to be happening for you. And whether you love it and you want to keep it around, or you're just waiting to get to that next page, that next chapter, or that next mood, it doesn't matter, because it's all temporary. So appreciate it while it's here anyway. Find a way to live your life so that nothing ever bothers you, and you will find a way to live your life that constantly just feels like you're winning, no matter what is going on. Even when someone buys a bunch of plane tickets on your credit card and Uber Eats, it's totally cool. It's fine, because nothing really bothers me, and it's temporary. My new card's on its way. So there you guys have it. I hope you guys enjoyed today's Coffee Talk podcast. I actually tweeted out to you guys last week when I was having my last ever coffee in my old apartment. If you guys saw that video, it's already up. But I asked you guys to send me in some questions and such. And so many of you guys sent such good topics and questions that I feel like I have enough Coffee Talk topics to last me the next few episodes. So I'm going to be ripping through a ton of those. But even still, as always, I'm always making lists and adding more. So feel free to comment in anything else you guys want me to talk about. And also, if you guys liked this episode, then, you know, connected to it somehow, feel free to comment that as well and just talk to me about it. I feel like this is something that I've just been thinking about a lot. So if you've been thinking about it too, or maybe just you weren't thinking about it, but now this podcast episode has you thinking about it, then let's keep talking about it, because I feel like I want to hear your thoughts on this topic. And other than that, I hope you guys are highly caffeinated, ready to go crush your day, and having just the best week ever. Also, be sure to check out my Twitter and my Instagram if you guys do want to see my new place. I've been posting a ton about it. And Bentley has also been loving it. So just come look at my closet. That's all I just need you to do. Just take a look at my closet for a second, because it still hasn't fully hit me that this is my closet. And I'm a little shook about it. And aside from that, I'll talk to all of you guys next week. Bye, guys.